I'll be right there, Rob, I called. Did my brother hear me? He was in the kitchen chopping onions, the knife going a mile a minute. WJZ Radio was blasting news to anyone who wanted to listen. It was all about the war in the Pacific. I didn't want to think about it. I clumped into his boots. They were huge and much too heavy, but who knew where mine were? From my window, I'd seen a flower in the swampy pond at the end of our garden. A buttery yellow lily. Amazing. It was late for flowers, almost winter. It might be close enough to pick. I was going to find out. I took the path out back, stamped through the weeds, then stepped into the water, sliding a little. Mud and old leaves oozed up around my feet. From the corner of my eye, I saw something floating around on the other side of the pond. My hat? My old Sunday hat. The blue ribbons trailing behind, completely bedraggled. How did it get there? I couldn't be bothered about that right now. It was the flower I was after. I sloshed in a little farther. The water was freezing. I could feel it right through Rob's boots. Then the mud covered the boots. I couldn't take another step. It reminded me of something I'd seen in the movies. A girl sinking to her nose in quicksand. Ah! I whispered, just the way she had. One day, I'd be a movie star. I'd be grown up, and the war would be over. Or I'd be a famous chef, wearing a tall white hat, with movie stars crowding into my restaurant. Hey, Rob! I yelled toward the house. I'm stuck in here! He waved from the kitchen window, the chopping knife raised in his hand. On my way, Jaina, he yelled back. I waited, paddling my hands in the icy water, wiggling my toes in his boots. The pond was filling in with old leaves and branches. The stream that fed it was no more than a trickle. Rob had said it wouldn't be a pond much longer, just a patch of mud. A couple of insects skated across the water and a blue heron high-stepped around the reeds. The turtle we called Teresa was in the middle of the pond, teetering on a thin branch that had broken off from the willow tree. Her shell was thick and curved, a beautiful brown and gold. What would she do when her pond turned into a patch of mud? She'd have to take her dinner plate-sized self and lumber off to find a new place. What about me? When Rob left next week? He wouldn't be coming home from the naval base every night. He'd be halfway around the world on a destroyer, fighting in the war I didn't want to think about. Teresa blinked with heavy lids. Maybe she was wondering about me, a skinny creature who fed her dried bugs and raw hamburger meat every day, a creature with sudden tears in her eyes. I brushed at my face with two muddy fingers. Think about being a movie star, rich and famous. Think about that tall chef's hat plunked over my ginger hair. Rob came across the yard and swung me out of the brackish water, leaving one boot stuck in the muck. My brother Rob, 9 years older than me, was big and bulky because he loved to cook, and even more, to eat anything he cooked. He was great at it. Burgers and fries, steak and baked potatoes, lemon meringue pie and apple turnovers. No wonder he was a cook in the Navy. And now he'd be on a destroyer, the Muldoon, cooking for the sailors.